Hello and welcome to Inside Big Data AI News Briefs, where we offer you bite-sized highlights of late-breaking news of the day from the global AI ecosystem. I'm your host, Daniel Gutierrez, where I serve as editor-in-chief and resident data scientist. As an AI researcher myself in a previous life, I work to bring you compelling technical tidbits from backroom conversations with some of the most elite data scientists and engineers. Let's get started with ChatGPT, was announced for Android, long overdue. Check out the Google Play Store for more information. Meanwhile, if you're using a vector database, what are you actually storing in it? Vector database is a type of database that stores and manages unstructured data, such as text, images, or audio, in vector embeddings, high-dimensional vectors, to make it easy to find and retrieve similar objects quickly. Pinecone is an example of a top-tier vector database. When asked how or why they use their vector database, some users replied in the following way. For one client, user manuals. For another client, internal company documents. For a third, transcribed audio interviews, all using sentence transformer embeddings. So I guess that's what I'm storing in it, along with metadata associated with document titles, page numbers, etc. Another user replied, job security. Another said, paragraph and sentence embeddings from my notes, academic papers, emails, and snapshots of blog posts and websites I might want to refer to in the future. And finally, baseless hopes for useful software of my corporate clients. That's playing the safe route. Meanwhile, Meta AI recently released the Llama 2 model and, to many observers' surprise, open-sourced the model. When Llama 2 was released, it sort of became a race for who could host it first and where one could use it on the internet. It looks like chat.nbox.ai successfully hosted both the 13 billion and 70 billion parameter models live within 24 hours of the public release. You can use Llama 2 Live on chat.nbox.ai. Llama 2 can now be fine-tuned on your own data in just a few lines of code. The script handles single and multiple GPUs, and can even be used to train the 70 billion parameter model on a single A100 GPU by leveraging 4-bit quantization. Meanwhile, Llama 2 is now the best performing open source large language model to date. In a compelling video, NLP and LLM consultant James Briggs discusses how to use the 70 billion parameter model fine-tuned as a conversational agent using Hugging Face transformers and LangChain. In the video, you'll see how to apply Llama 2 as a conversational agent within LangChain. You'll also see how to use the frameworks and 4-bit quantization. Meanwhile, check out AlphaSignal to get a weekly summary of the top research and breakthroughs in AI. This newsletter is read by 100,000 plus engineers and researchers. So if you find it challenging to keep up with the rapid advancement of AI, this newsletter may help. Meanwhile, Stability AI just released two Hugging Face, two models comparable to ChatGPT, Free Willy 1 and Free Willy 2. The Free Willies are trained on an internal Orca-style dataset. One ML engineer learning of the new stability AI models, commented, "Don't blink. Imagine how I feel having had eye surgery just 1 week ago, and I'm barely starting to get back to my routine of reading news in the field. 1 week, and I feel like I've been in a coma for a year with Llama 2 from Meta AI, ChatGPT changes, and now the new stability AI models." And by the way, I love the disclaimer that comes with these models. "Although the aforementioned dataset helps to steer the base language models into safer distributions of text, not all biases and toxicity can be mitigated through fine-tuning. We ask that users be mindful of such potential issues that can arise in generated responses. Do not treat model outputs as substitutes for human judgment or as sources of truth. Please use it responsibly. Amen." Meanwhile, and speaking of stability AI, for a glimpse into the dark side of the AI industry, the following as reported to Forbes. A person claiming to be a co-founder of the generative AI startup Stability AI has taken the company and its CEO, Emad Mostak, to court in a lawsuit that contains allegations of fraud and embezzlement. Cyrus Hodes, an AI entrepreneur, filed a lawsuit to the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of California. It alleges that he was misled by the CEO into believing his 15% stake in the business was worthless just months before Stability AI's August 2022 fundraise of more than $100 million at a $1 billion valuation from venture capital firms Coach and Lightspeed. The company, which is best known for its association with the viral text-to-image generation system, Stable Diffusion, kind of the reason why we all know about Stability AI is due to this pivot, has since emerged as one of the leading public faces in the generative AI boom. In the suit, Hodes says he sold his stake to the CEO for $100 across two transactions, October 2021 and May 2022. In doing so, he alleges he was fraudulently cheated out of equity that within months would have been worth $150 million on an undiluted basis based on CEO withheld information about active fundraising attempts and a planned business pivot into AI text-to-image generation. The suit further accuses the CEO of destroying evidence after being notified by Hodes' counsel of potential legal action in December 2022. The CEO wrote in a March 2023 Twitter post that his WhatsApp got deleted, which the complaint alleges to have been intentional. Avi Weitzman, a partner at law firm Paul Hastings, who is representing Hodes, described the maneuver as a shocking swindling in a statement shared with Forbes. "This was corporate greed at its worst. We look forward to full airing of descendants' wrongdoing in court." Stability AI was unable to provide comment at the time of the Forbes publication. Wow. Okay. It gets deep, doesn't it? And finally, meanwhile, the best linear algebra course you can take, bar none, 100% free, by MIT's Professor Emeritus Gilbert Strong. Go to the videos mentioned in the surrounding article, and you'll never have a problem with linear algebra again. Remember, linear algebra is the basis of machine learning and deep learning. So if you're wanting to go deep into some of the research papers that arrive on the archive preprint server at a rate of 100 per day worldwide, you definitely need to brush up on your linear algebra. So taking Professor Strong's course would really be a step in the right direction. And okay, that's a wrap for this edition of AI News Briefs. Until next time, this is Daniel Gutierrez from Inside Big Data.